This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome in. A Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O'Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Number to call us, 301-230-0980. Super producer Anthony Haney behind the glass taking your calls. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Still getting you geared up for Commanders and Bears coming up on Monday Night Football. We got a loaded show for you. The professor, former Redskins tight end Logan Paulson, going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Talked a bunch with him about what happened Sunday against the Chargers and how sustainable it is for the Commanders moving forward. We also got a little bit of a preview in of Commanders and Bears as well, so you'll want to make sure you're sticking around in the 5 o'clock hour to hear my conversation with Logan Paulson. Top of the 6 o'clock hour, we'll get a little bit of a national perspective on the Burgundy and Gold. Our pal Dalton Wasserman, Pro Football Focus, is going to join us top of the 6 o'clock hour, getting to some of the advanced analytics surrounding the Washington Commanders and what they were able to accomplish last week in a, like I'm going to continue to say, a dominating victory over Justin Herbert in the Los Angeles Chargers. It is a Thursday, so we will hear from the coordinators of your Washington Commanders. Joe Witt Jr., Cliff Kingsbury, both speaking to the media this afternoon. And Joe Witt divulged some things this afternoon that I was pretty interested in. And we tried to tell you this, or I tried to tell you all this, their issues that they had defensively against Atlanta, I thought was totally a personnel thing. But the more you hear Joe Witt talk, he kind of alluded to it this afternoon. It was a scheme issue on Sunday against the LA Chargers when they went out and scored and was getting ready to drive for a third straight scoring possession. If Quan Martin doesn't force that fumble, who knows how we're talking about this team right now here on Thursday in preparation for Monday Night Football. But one thing that Joe Witt talked about was the schematic change that he made on Sunday afternoon. And I think that is going to be the key to unlocking this Washington Commanders defense throughout the duration of the season. So we'll talk about that when we get into the coordinators a little bit later on here in the program. I do have an injury report for you, right? This is just kind of common practice here. This is the beautiful spot about being in this hole, in this slot, so to speak. We can start off with an injury report each and every show. Here's the thing about this week's injury report. They didn't have to give one yesterday because technically today is the first practice of the practice week. They'll practice Thursday. They'll practice Friday. They will practice Saturday. Today's injury report, let me just tell you, and then I'll tell you how I feel about it afterwards. 3 DNPs today. Terry McLaurin, quad. Chris Rodriguez, calf. Did he even play on Sunday?
Yeah, he did. He got the snaps at the end of the game.
And he got hurt in that limited action. So he was a DNP with a calf. Debo Samuel, they're calling it a rest day, but they listed him with the heel as well. He was also a DNP. Not concerned. I think they've put Debo in that veteran category of he don't really got to practice. If there's something that's even bothering him in the slightest bit, they're going to err on the side of caution because they know what they're going to get from him on game day. I have no problem with that. This one, it crushed my soul. But brother is a tough ass, so I think he'll fight through it. John Bates limited with a shoulder injury. Noah Brown limited with a groin and a knee injury. And then Sam Cosmi, once again, a full participant. Jayden Daniels, a full participant. I am surprised that Jayden is even still listed on the injury report. That I did not expect to see him on there. I know they're listing him as a full participant, but the fact that he was on there, period, a little bit interesting to me. I want to talk about the Terry McLaurin thing here. Before we get into that, though, this came out this morning. The latest on Terry McLaurin from NFL Network's Ian Rappaport.
Washington Commanders does not seem like they're going to have the services of one of their top receivers. Terry McLaurin, who's been battling a hip flexor injury officially called a quad, more like a hip flexor, though. He was not at practice yesterday for the Commanders again because he missed last week. Does not bode well for his status on Sunday. You would think that to be able to play in the game, he'd have to have a full practice. Has not even had a limited practice yet since his injury. Not looking good, the Monday nighter against the Bears, but obviously we will see if he's there at practice today.
He was not there at practice today, as he was a DMP. So according to our pal Nikki Javala of The Athletic, he was working on the side field, doing some uphill sprinting, doing some stuff with a resistance band.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here is my thing on Terry McLaurin. I do not want him back until he is as close to 100% as possible. Let's be real, right? I think based off of the way that this offense has functioned without Terry McLaurin, I am confident in erring on the side of caution and allowing him to get fully healthy. They're calling it a hip flexor. We've heard sports hernia. We've heard quad. I don't think anyone knows the true severity of McLaurin's injury, but I will say this. The fact that this has prevented him from playing in three consecutive games or two consecutive games, talking about Atlanta and L.A., and then it doesn't look like he's going to be able to give it a go this week, I think it is something more significant than they are divulging. And that is just the behavior that AP and DQ have exhibited here. We're treating ourselves like we're the Patriots, right? And I'm okay with that. Makes the job a little bit more difficult, right? Makes me have to speculate and show off my Montgomery County Public Schools education a little bit more. Some investigative reporting, some investigative journalism. But at the end of the day, I like them playing it coy. I get it. I get what they're doing. I get what they're trying to do. My thing is this, though. It's frustrating, for one, that the team is in this spot, right? I think the fact that he's dealing with this soft tissue injury, you have to go back and look at him not participating in training camp and go, damn, this is a cat that hasn't missed many games throughout the span of his 8-year career to this point. Now he's in jeopardy of missing his third consecutive game. You have to look back and say, well, damn, was it worth it? For Terry McLaurin, I think it was 110% worth it. He wanted his money. He was dug in. I'm looking at the Commanders and asking, is it worth it? Because the functionality of this offense, while they've looked good to this point, while it's worked to this point, you have to wonder how much longer you can survive life without Terry McLaurin. But as long as you can continue to run the football the way that you are, I think you'll be good. But I will continue to reiterate this. I need Terry McLaurin at 1,000% because I don't want this to be something that lingers throughout the course of the season. And this is what we were talking about on the phone. And this is why I would have just been like, you know what, Slim? Hey, you're out 4 weeks at least. Put him on injured reserve. Open up that roster spot. Give yourself the ability to make yourself better as a football team. Not playing this limbo game. The fact that they have not put him on injured reserve, that's why people were thinking Chicago was a possibility. This is the third week. If he doesn't play this week, are we feeling much better about him on a short week against Dallas next week? That's my whole thing. The injured reserve convo has got to come up here because you got to wonder why they didn't do it.
I mean, I think it's a fair question. I also feel as though, I mean, after the second opinion, him not having to, you know, I guess get surgery or surgery wasn't required, maybe they didn't feel as though the injury was as severe as it's, you know, been. Or we don't know. It could have been a setback. We don't know.
That's the thing. It could have been a setback. Things could have happened. But I just look at it like this. I'm frustrated that we're in this situation. But do you agree with me on this, Ant? Because Washington has functioned at such a high clip minus Terry McLaurin, I'm in the camp now of let him get 110% healthy. Don't play this game where you bring him back prematurely and then he re-injures himself and then this lingers throughout the course of the season. That is not the ideal set of circumstances. And what do we continue to talk about? We need him for November and December. If he's got to miss all of October to get himself at 110%, then that's what I'm willing to do, because I'll take it a step further. They need Terry McLaurin to reach their full potential offensively. Without him, I know we've seen Deebo Samuel get used as a deep threat. Not something I want to live by. I know we have seen Luke McCaffrey get behind the defense as a deep threat. Not something I necessarily want to live by. But the fact of the matter is this. You need Terry McLaurin. As good as it's looked, and I'm the first guy to give you credit for how you've looked offensively. Exotic smash mouth football. They're running the hell out of the football. They're punching people in the face. You get to a whole nother level, right, when Terry McLaurin's brought back into the fold. And when he is brought back into the fold, I don't want it to be a situation where he's in and out of the lineup, because you want him 110% healthy as he could possibly be for the stretch run of your season.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm in no rush to bring him back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying. I think when he's ready to play, I think that's when we bring. Bro, we have a tough schedule. We have a tough schedule ahead. And also, you're relying on these young guys, the Luke McCaffreys, the Jalen Lanes, the Ja'Cory Kroski-Maris.
And that what we drafted them for?
Great.
I hear that.
I'm just saying, you're relying on those guys to be consistent. So if they actually can exceed their expectations, be consistent, yeah, you know, be valuable contributors to the game, obviously I'm with it, but I need to see more. Like, one game against the Chargers, like, I need more than that.
It's not just one game against the Chargers, though. And they scored 27 against Atlanta.
You're right.
And lost. Like, they've shown a clear ability.
I think Deebo, mm-hmm, if you look at Jaden's passing chart.
Yeah.
Deebo got 11 targets.
He's getting force-fed the football.
He got 11 targets of the 23 that he threw. So I'm just saying, nobody else got more than two targets.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because you had seven different guys come up with a reception this past weekend.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're learning to function without him is good, Omar, is what I will say.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
It's a spicy situation, man. I am eager for his return. There's another young man I'm eager to see return to the playing field as well. It is Commanders guard Sam Cosmi. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I do want to let you all hear from Sam Cosmi. He spoke to Scott Abraham of ABC7 yesterday and gave a little bit of an update on when he will be back. We'll play that for you next right here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.